Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 of 2. And the goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt Crosby's with me. Last hour, we had a great hour, by the way. Talking about some news of the day. Trump revoked security clearance for John Brennan. Great news. Finally, Donald. You should have not even kept that guy. And I got a question. How many other administration officials from the Barack administration do we still have undermining the administration, huh? You got to drain the swamp, folks. Good for Donald, but he should have done it forever ago. I don't know why he didn't. Nevertheless, Republicans actually, believe it or not, have a secret agenda. That's a plan to use Trump's, quote, impeachment to keep the White House. Raw Story has the news on it. I believe there's a few swamp monsters that have this agenda, but I don't believe it's Republicans as they paint the picture. This is a Democrat, quote, what do you want to call it? Water-carrying website. So they're going to say this, but I don't believe it's the masses. I believe the swamp is really got the secret plan, not really the Republicans. I don't think the Rand Pauls and the Ted Cruzes and the Marco Rubios and the Mike Lees and Justin Amash, I don't believe those guys really want to try to impeach the president with some kind of a secret plan. The swamp monsters, no doubt. We also talked about power's been restored to all of Puerto Rico. Great news. We had our guest on, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. And we talked about our Honest Money Report. Gold is currently at $1,177.30. Silver's at $14.62 right now. Gold is real money. And it's called timeless insurance. It is indeed nature's currency. We talked about bosses earning 312 times what the average worker earns in America today. We talked about a bust in the cryptocurrency markets. The market, they say, plumbs new depths. I think that's a deceptive headline. It only is going down where it first went up, folks. It's not going below where it started, okay? Just understand that. We also talked about where in the United States does your current money go the furthest. They say Duluth. What, Minnesota? Wow. They also say hackers to steal millions within days. It's a big old scandal about bank teller machines. Don't fall for that lie either, folks. I mean, it might happen, but it's only because of dishonest money in the first place. Okay? And don't believe the lie that they can hack into cash machines, but they could never hack into your voting machine. If they can hack into one, I'm telling you right now, it's absolute positive proof they can hack into the other. Trust you me. All right, that was hour one. Hour two, and I recap that, Kurt, because it was such a phenomenal hour. Brian did a phenomenal job really breaking it down on how to invest and how to avoid the pitfalls and focus on, in my opinion, the things of much greater value than money. God, family, country, life, liberty, property. The things of, in my opinion, quote, eternal value, if you will. Don't set your heart on riches, folks. Set your heart on God, family, and country. All right, Kurt, I got great news. Can you handle another good news story in addition to the power brought back to Puerto Rico? All of Puerto Rico has power now, they say. Great news.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can. I'm trying to hold on here.
The headline, there's a new study out, and it's by JAMA. I guess that's JAMA Psychiatry.
All right.
So there's a study from JAMA Psychiatry is what I'm telling you.
Probably it's the Journal of American Medical Association.
Yeah, don't they call that JAMA?
Like that.
It's like psychiatrists in their pajamas?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just teasing.
So.
You're right. That's exactly what it is. It's all capital letters. It is the Journal of American whatever. I just find it funny how it's JAMA. J-A-M-A, or you could call it JAMA. But anyway, these guys have a new study out, which is quite refreshing. I think it tells the truth on this one, Kurt. It says this, kids with religious parents less likely to kill themselves.
Well.
Isn't that pretty good news?
So, I'm pretty sure that what you're going to see, Sam, is with all this suicide stuff going on now, you're going to see the schools recommending, church and all that kind of stuff.
They're going to say, bring your Bible to school day. And like, yeah, instead of bring your grandma to school, bring your Bible to school and stuff.
All that kind of stuff because of the value of religion in life and protecting life, you know. No, the fact is they're going to do everything but that. They're going to talk about
and they're
going to
get all the bad results but the right results then.
That's right.
But I find that interesting. This JAMA
sit there and go, what's going on?
This JAMA group acknowledges the truth, though, Kurt. Kids with religious parents less likely to kill themselves. Now, the sad part is they go into the article and they say, well, it doesn't really matter how religious the kid is. It just matters how religious the parents are. Now, they just ran off the rails with logic, Kurt. They just had a quantum leap in stupidity. Yeah.
Good point.
Okay. Look, the more religious parents are and the more religious people are, the less likelihood they will commit suicide. The greater likelihood that they will find value in their lives. Okay, I'm not even a study author. I'm just telling you facts from common sense, okay? Mm-hmm. The greater they'll have connected, stable, honorable lives, the greater contributions they'll make to society, the more stable in their family environment they'll be, the greater likelihood that they'll have God-driven governing values that'll bless their lives and the lives of those around them. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on of the blessings, the opportunities, the gratitude, okay, again, the more religious you are, the more gratitude you have. I mean, I can just go on and on. I could talk about this for hours, Kurt. But their study at least acknowledges the truth in their headline. But I believe it's not only religious parents, but it's religious children. And the more you go to church consistently, the more you eat dinner together as a family, the more you pray together as a family, the more you have fidelity in your marital relationships, and the more you teach children what appropriate parenting is, which means I love you and you're my son and you're my friend, but I'm your parent before I'm your friend. In other words, hey, when you're doing what's right, we're friends. When you're not doing what's right, I'm going to stand up as your parent and help you get back on the right track. The more you have conversations with your children, the more you give your children time instead of money, the more you let your children understand that you love your wife or your wife loves her husband, the greater chance, the more people share responsibilities as a husband and wife, the more you stay together and pray together and spend time together in wholesome entertainment, the more you work together and serve others, the more you spend time in pursuits that aren't just wealth gaining or self-interest entertaining, but it's really about serving others and reaching out beyond yourself and your family, the more you have family home evening or spend time together as a family, whether it's watching movies, playing sports, going outdoors, hiking, the more things you do together as a family and all these different interests, the more well-rounded life you have, the more fathers help sons learn how to treat women, the more mothers learn how daughters to treat men, have right expectations. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but this study just simply says it all, Kurt, in my opinion, in one headline, basically, and everything stems from that. Because if you have a religious people, you're going to say, hey, God has ordained marriage between one man and one woman for the protection and promotion of the fundamental unit of society, which is the family. And you're never going to have a stronger society than its families, folks. And so now you get back to this God, family, country discussion that we always talk about. But the study documents this, Kurt, and it highlights this reality. It's not a racial thing. And just so you know, black families benefit just as much as white families when parents stay together and pray together. And when they welcome children to the earth as God intended, and they participate in this multiplying and replenish the earth plan, which creates greater families, greater fundamental units of society, stability and integrity and honor and happiness. That's where the greatest happiness is found within the family that understands that religion, that God partners with families, and that God is truly your Father in heaven. And that we, the people, have a godly heritage no matter what color you are. Even if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Even if you're tall, short, fat, thin, black, white, smart, not quite as intelligent, whatever. God loves you and he has a place for you in his kingdom. It's a matter of us seizing the day and claiming our heritage. And how do you do that? By keeping his commandments. That's how. And so this study, in my opinion, is pretty good, Kurt. I wish it was a little more bold and clear and concise and appreciative of the realities that we're discovering, like I am. They half undermine their headline and the rest of their article, but at least they hit on a truth. Now, they're trying to explain away that truth, which I think they should not do. I think they should embrace that truth. And the more they do and the more they teach, the more they guide and the more they instruct and point people to those solutions, the sooner we'll get back on track, not only as individuals, but families and nations, and I mean, everybody and everything could be great again, right, Kurt? God is great.
Amen to that, Sam. Yeah.
If God's great, and people could be great by following God, right?
Imagine that, Sam. Hmm.
And all I know is if we're going to talk about suicide, which I think is a critical thing to talk about, people are just, you know, suicidal for all kinds of reasons today.
Yeah.
I think that a healthy dose of God, family, and country would really change that game, Kirk.
Imagine that. But the problem is, Sam, get that G word in there. And see, that's not supposed to be talked about.
You got
to
put G star yeah. D, don't you, Kirk?
Yeah, that's
Now, I find this fascinating. This latest study that I got that I just mentioned to you is from the Guardian newspaper, Kirk. Couldn't even get this in America. Had to go overseas, right?
Yeah.
But then I find the Guardian is kind of interesting. They're giving me an interesting little insight. Here's what they say at the end of the article that I read. We have a small favor to ask you. More people are reading The Guardian than ever before. But advertising revenues across the medium or the media are falling fast. And unlike many news organizations, we have not put up a paywall. Our investigative journalism takes a lot of time and money. And The Guardian is, quote, editorially independent, they say, meaning we set our own agenda. We don't get controlled by commercial bias, billionaire owners, politicians, or shareholders. No one steers our opinion. Basically, donate today. They're telling you that the advertising industry is melting down. So they just want a small favor. We would like you to have that favor to us, too. At LibertyRoundtable.com.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, there's a group called Watchdog.org that we find interesting, Kurt.
Yeah, Sam, what's going on here in this case? So we're talking about our buddies, well, the Bundys. And, you know, what's going on in the place they call... Well, Nevada is, they've got some real close, well, run for governor there. But they don't really want to talk about it. But there's a political, well, newcomer, if you will, Ryan Bundy. And he's well, he's filed to run for governor there in Nevada, and they say they've got a toss-up for a Republican and Democrat, but when they consider that 21% or so of the people say they're independent, it looks like to me that Ryan may have a lot of, I guess you could say, pull there in Nevada. What do you think?
Well, he's been around for a long time, and people were very concerned about him a little bit when the mainstream press just literally lied, and when the government literally lied about how, you know, he behaved. They said he was dangerous and a threat to society and an anti-government, you know, et cetera, a religious zealot and all this kind of lie. But then when the people found out that he got acquitted on everything, and that the juries who got the intel, the internal details about what was really going on, and when the judge literally came out against the government and said, wait a minute, you guys are the ones that are lying. We're going to dismiss this thing with prejudice because, you know what, you're out of control, government. Then the government said, well, let's attack him again, and the judge said, no way. And they got cleared. People started to realize, wait a minute, this guy isn't a religious zealot. Sure, he's religious, but he's not some kind of a whacked-out zealot. Thank heavens religion governs his values and his behavior. And this guy's not an anti-government guy. In fact, he's trying to run for office to truly work on, you know, putting his money and his time and his effort and his prayers and his hard work where his mouth is. And people started to go, wait a minute. And then he meets people and they hear him speak and they look him in the eye and they shake his hands, Kurt, and they go, wow, this is a guy that I like. This is a guy that I believe mirrors my values and believes what I believe. And wow, he's been getting just a beating over it. But man, and then the narrative starts to change, Kurt, and people start to dismiss the press and their manipulations and dishonesty big time. And so I do think he has a great chance. But again, and I'm not downing Ryan Bundy. We'll try to get him on the program and do everything we can to help him because we believe in him. But I bring this up to say, unless there's a little bit of dollars and a little bit of foot soldiers, in a little bit of media, it's going to be very hard because they are just so dishonest that people can't get the truth. But I think people do like Ryan Bundy. And I think everybody that gets to know him and meets him and shakes his hand and looks him in the eye, go, you know, they walk up going, oh my gosh, is this guy? And then they walk away going, I mean, wow, this is a guy that I like and can believe. This is a guy that I can get behind. But we got to get him in front of enough people to be able to make that internal determination. Separate from the mainstream press manipulation, Kurt. And I think that's going to be the key to the success of Ryan Bundy. And I think that if he can get with the people, if we can put him in front of people where people can really analyze it for themselves, I think Ryan Bundy will run away with a victory. But I don't know if he'll get that fair chance is the point.
Well, I doubt he will. And, you know, your story from before with the Globe, was it the Globe? No, it wasn't the Globe. It was the Guardian that you were talking about. Kind of fits in with this story in that the bottom line is these guys figure that they're going to cover him if they want to. But in this case, they're going to only put the story that I pulled out of the Watchdog there for you. Only had Ryan mentioned way down in the story. But I jerked that part out because, you know, that's a key, even though he's, you know, some would say, hey, it's just a waste of time to run for governor there in Nevada.
I don't think so.
It certainly helps add to the narrative. And it certainly says, look, if the Republican and Democrat are pretty close and Ryan Bundy's going to take some of those votes, he may be able to, you know, get some of his I guess you could say, items brought to the table.
Well, and let me stop you there and say there's two reasons to run for office, Kurt. One is to win, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And to change things from the inside and to advocate for what you believe in. Another, though, is for the education purpose. And one of the things that I like about running as an independent, too, you get to talk all election season long and explain your views. And you know, if you run and get chopped off at the primaries, you're just kind of shut out. But I think this education component is critical whether he wins or not.
Yeah. And, you know, going along with that Guardian thing, I thought it was interesting. Remember how they said they were, what was it? We're independent and we kind of go all our own way. We don't, you know, listen to everybody else. That's why we want your support, right? You know, that kind of thing. And yet, you know, I'm looking at a story, Sam, that says basically there's 350, almost 350 of these newspapers that have responded to this call by, you know, all these editors to fight against President Trump. And guess who's part of it? Well, yeah, The Guardian is part of it, Sam. I mean, they say as
see, why would The Guardian run against Trump? I thought they were independent and they didn't kowtow to anybody. They're just going to report it as they see it, like we are. See, I'm not going against Trump and I'm not battling for Trump. I just simply say when they say the press is evil and dishonest, I have to agree. We're going to be as honorable and upright and as transparent as we possibly can. And we're going to call a spade every time. We're going to base our views on principle. We're not picking left, right, deceptive, divisionary tactics. We're going to stand for the truth the best we can and call it as we see it every time. You may differ with what we think, but you can't say we're not transparent, open, and honest about what we believe and what we advocate for. And you can't say that we're violent. You got to admit we're peaceful followers of Christ. And that's where we stand. And I wish The Guardian would do the same, Kurt. They make you believe that's what they do. But behind the scenes, what? They say facts are stranger than fiction, or the truth is stranger than fiction. There you go.
This is their article, and it says, as of Wednesday morning, which was basically yesterday morning, 343 publications had pledged to participate with the Boston Globe, you know, working on this, you know, coordinated editorial effort, they say, against the president. And it says the Guardian has also joined the effort and has published an editorial alongside outlets around the United States. And this is what they said in their editorial. They said, Donald Trump is not the first U.S. president to attack the press or to feel unfairly treated by it, but he is the first who appears to have a calculated and consistent policy of undermining, delegitimizing, and even endangering the press's work. That's what The Guardian's editorial says. And I would simply say in response that, in my opinion, the press deserves almost everything and more than they get, the standard press. What do you say, Sam?
Yeah, but I also say, though, that this is a almost like a paper tiger battle. Because even though Donald undermines the press and they say to critical levels, hey, the mainstream press undermines us as legitimate media outlets, even though, you know, the fact is we're as legitimate as they are. I mean, I've been around longer than most of these journalists, and I've been a commentator and a political newsmaker for a long time. So have you, Kurt, and we've been on terrestrial radio. We've been, you know, on the web and the new media and all this stuff. We're pioneering a lot of these efforts. We're running it on a thin dime. But they undermine us as if we don't count, that we're not important because we don't have, quote, journalism degrees or whatever they want to say. We don't work for the big inside media gatekeeper thugs. So they're doing that. They're undermining freedom of the press by their gatekeeping mentality, number one. Number two, remember, even though Donald criticizes them quite a bit, he still has his, quote, White House press corps, which we're not privy to, Kurt. He still has his, quote, insiders that get a chance to ask questions and get a chance to go to the White House dinners and galas and all these different things. Look, they still have their place, Kurt. Even though he's critical of them, he still gives them, you know, a seat on Air Force One or whatever. He still waves to the reporters and he criticizes them, but then he reaches out to the same outlets to discuss things with them. And so, I mean, I appreciate this idea, but it's really kind of a straw man's discussion, Kurt, in that he criticizes them quite a bit, but he still goes to them. The soon as Donald starts to really not go to them and he sidelines them and he goes to people like us, then I'll believe the press has a point to make. That, hey, now they're being left out. And by the way, just to be clear, I'm not asking them to be left out, Kurt. They're asking us to be left out. It just shows their hypocrisy and dishonesty and immorality as gatekeeping thugs that want to control everything. Their pro-choice doesn't apply to the media. But I don't want to block them out or not give them a chance. I just want to include everybody and be honest about it. But I'm not here to say, put Sam Bushman in and kick the Globe out. They have the right to their opinion and their articles and their commentary and their views as well. But let's reject their gatekeeping. And Donald hasn't proven to me that he's willing to go that far and reject that yet. But they're taking off the gloves, but I believe it's a straw man argument. I'll tell you where I think it's headed in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the mainstream press, I'm not saying that we ought to kick them out and not let them have any coverage. Let the Boston Globe and let the New York Times, let them have their involvement in the media career. They've been there for a long time, just as we have. And they want to not let us have a seat at the table. That's my problem with their gatekeeping thugocracy. But I'm not trying to get them kicked out. Let them have their say, their spin, their view, their whatever as well. I'm not here to try to replace myself and take their place. I'm just here to say, hey, broaden the scope. Let's let Americans decide what they believe in and what they think. And let's let candid reporting happen. And let's see who the people gravitate to. Imagine that. All right, nearly a year after being acquitted, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, what you've got is, there's some more Bundy news. We try to bring these up simply because we feel there's a disparity in the news, that what you've got when you see Ahmed Bundy and his crew, they got huge coverage when it was, the media chose to cover them, and yet now... after being acquitted, which means, if you don't know what the word means, it means they found him not guilty. And they found that the government did a whole bunch of bad stuff and didn't treat him right. And so now, after all that's happened, there's a $60 million lawsuit. And yet, I'll just bet all those people that would come to me and say, oh, did you hear about your buddies, having trouble and the FBI after them and everything like that. I'll just bet very few of them know anything about the $60 million lawsuit trying to get reparations. What do you think, Sam?
I agree. And Larry Klayman's the one bringing all this news to us about this kind of stuff. And good on him. He's the attorney for these folks filing the $60 million lawsuit.
Yep.
And we need to realize nearly a year after being acquitted, let's be clear, they were acquitted. And the point is the headlines when they were literally, quote, in trouble, if you will, were just that these anti-government people were just on an absolute psychotic, crazy bender that's going to just result in just death and misery and destruction everywhere. Well, it turned out they were acquitted. And these defendants literally caught the government lying, the government being completely dishonest. And now there's going to be accountability for this, we pray. At least they're doing their best to make that happen, right? And good on Larry Klayman.
And yeah, I agree 100%, or I don't know, 200%, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we've just seen it so many times, and I'm glad to see Larry Klayman going to work there. And that's what needs to happen, you know. In a little bit more, we call it kind of Bundy news, if you will. There's a few more of the defendants a couple more were sentenced. I don't think they should have taken the pleas or whatever, but they've been sentenced. Yet on the good news part, FBI agent heads to trial, accused of lying about, you know, the whole deal.
About the Lavoie Finicum murder, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. And
so who are the two more defendants that got...
Let's see. So you've got... this is by Rachel Crosby and David Ferreira in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It showed a picture of them with Clive and Bundy. And, it's just kind of tough to keep track of all these guys, the different ones here and there, but they got a couple more of them that, got sentenced when they should have been, at least in my opinion, just released, let's see, looking up the names here. It says...
We need to get Ammon back on and Ryan back on and some of these people to discuss it, Kurt.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The pair of men, defendant Eric Parker. Let's see, I'm trying to get down through here. It says...
So Andrea Parker has reported on this program quite a bit. Eric Parker's been on this program, too. And I guess his final sentencing, what happened to him?
It says defendant Eric Parker was later sentenced at a separate hearing. So you've got the judge, Gloria Navarro, told defendant Scott Drexler, I do encourage you in the future to find peaceful ways to express yourself.
Wait a minute. Is she encouraging the government to find ways to peacefully express themselves? The only murders in this whole fiasco are committed by government, Kurt.
Yeah, they call it two of the last loose ends from the sprawling Bunkerville standoff case were tied in federal court. So you had Drexler and then Eric Parker. Drexler and Parker initially faced felony charges that included assault and threatening a federal officer after prosecutors said the men's actions presented a show of force to the officers. Those charges carried sentences of several years in prison, but they say in October, more than a year after the men were arrested, each pleaded guilty to a single count of obstruction of a court order. A misdemeanor. The judge sentenced Drexler to the time he already had served, though prosecutors had asked for a sentence of at least 5 years probation. Parker must serve 1 year of supervised release and have no contact with any of his co-defendants. Navarro decided she referenced a T-shirt with an image of Parker lying face down and aiming a rifle over the word resist. She said, I think your motivation is your own self-interest, grandstanding notoriety, the judge said. I think Mr. Parker is doing this to be a hero. Defense attorney Jess Marches argued that Parker was not a real criminal, though prosecutors called him violent, fierce, dangerous, and a menace and threat to federal agents.
So it says Idaho man sentenced to 14 years in prison. Is this the same one or a different one?
Let's see. Last month, another Idaho man, Todd Engel,
was convicted
by a jury. Yeah, he was sentenced to 14 years behind.
Well, the reason that I highlight this, though, is I don't want people to get mixed up. This has not happened to Eric Parker. Although, again, the judge thinking that Eric Parker's grandstanding and the government's just like pure as the driven snow. This is just nuts on parade, Kurt. How is Eric Parker grandstanding? Because he said, I don't want another Randy Weaver or Waco happen.
Good point.
I don't want that to occur again. Wow. All right, but the FBI agent goes on trial. Do we know that FBI agent's name, Kurt?
I don't.
See, it's kind of interesting how they don't tell you that name, right? They're so willing to tell you about Eric Parker and all these other people. But yet, the names of the government officials, they just tend to leave the names out, don't they, Kurt?
Now, it's a little good news in this Las Vegas Review story. It says that Clive and Bundy showed up there. Sentencing or whatever, he said this. He didn't know Drexler before the standoff. He said he was never asked to come. He was never told to do anything. He was never given any kind of orders. That's what he said, Cliven said, outside the courthouse. I never met the man until he was in jail with me. But Bundy was happy with the outcome. He said, I think we can have a little more faith in justice. Let's put it that way. It says, I guess later he says, now that it's finally finished, it's a relief, he said, smiling. Do you think it's finished, Sam?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm thinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Chuck Baldwin said, that, you know what, they're forcing a civil war on us, Kurt.
Well, it sure seems like it.
I pray that it isn't true. I want to focus on the most peaceful way out of this as we possibly can. And the answer is to use the checks and balances and the supreme law of the land to ratchet down out-of-control bureaucrats and create accountability. That's the answer, folks. The answer is to turn to God, family, and country. Anyway, our prayers are with those folks. We hope the truth happens. Now, there's a story from, what, Jillian? Is that how this guy, Jillian... He says it's time to give up on the Bundys? What the heck is this guy talking about, Kurt?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just shows you the different thinking. This is a writer, and, you know, basically he's, I think it's interesting to me, the different, you know, twists on it. In this case, you know, he's talking about how, well, a lot of people are against him and that kind of thing. And I'm like, well, yeah, but think about how many people were even pro working with the founding fathers.
Yeah, there's a lot of people against those guys. Think about how many people were against Jesus, huh, Kurt?
That's exactly
how many people were against Martin Luther back in his day, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't mean Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about Martin Luther, the real guy that stood up for religious liberty.
That's right.
How many people were for George Washington, Kurt, at the time? In fact, the Congress hated him and called him a failure, pretty much, right?
Exactly right. Oh,
how many people are against us in the media for telling the truth, Kurt?
Ooh. Oh, boy.
All I can tell you is renegades are patriots and friends of mine, oftentimes. All right, Ammon Bundy made a statement. We want to explore that for a second, too. We'll do it all in seconds, then we'll talk about the good Judge Roy Moore on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right. So this Jillian guy says it's time to give up on the Bundys. I think he's off his rocker. To me, a lot of this isn't even about the Bundys, Kurt. It's about God, family, and country. It's about the protection of life, liberty, and property. And I appreciate the Bundys standing up for truth. And so I don't mean to dismiss the Bundys like they're not important. What I'm saying is even Ammon would tell you, this isn't about me. This is about our sacred cause, our desire, our quest for liberty, our quest to remain free and to be left alone. That's what Ammon would say, and I would concur with him. Now, I don't mean to put words in his mouth. I'm just telling you, I've talked to Ammon a lot and heard from Ammon a lot, and I know he's not in it for self-interest like they tried to claim Eric Parker was, Kurt. I'm telling you, Ammon Bundy is a humble servant of God, a landowner that is serious about his liberties, the protection of God, family, and country. This is serious to Ammon. This is no game. This is not fame and fortune-seeking. I'm telling you right now, I've shook his hands. I've prayed with him. I've given him hugs. I've sat at the dinner table with him, and I'm telling you, agree or disagree with Ammon Bundy, he is true blue in his intent and his belief in the supreme law of the land and in this sacred land, this blessed, promised land called America. He's invested fully in this, Kurt. I'm convinced of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this writer that writes for HeraldExtra.com or the Daily Herald, which is it's a paper in our area, let's just say. I mean, it's, at least to me, it's kind of going away because it has articles like this. But it says, the guy says, I've seen two separate stories about the Bundy family recently. One comes from our very own Daily Herald. The other comes from Cache County's Herald Journal. According to the Daily Herald's Janelle Pugmire, the Independent American Party of Utah invited Cliven Bundy and his wife, Carol, to their party convention. The Independent American Party is chaired by Jason the Patriot Christensen, and this guy writes, he's the guy who eventually apologized for saying that LGBT people who commit suicide are guilty of murder, according to God. According to Pugmire's piece, Bundy warned about the dangers of ever-growing government and how the feds have grown out of control. He talked about his 2014 standoff, etc. He also talked about supporting the Hammonds. He looked at his own semi-subsidized ranching practices. Anyway, this guy, you know, he
just dragnets everything in to just basically make this case. It's kind of like I mentioned to you before. If I do 2-hour interview with somebody and then they boil that down to 10 minutes of video, they can just make me look like an absolute buffoon. That's what they're doing here, Kurt. They're dragging everything at his subsidized. So he's complaining about land and rights, but he's getting subsidized by the government. See, these are the lies they drag in to manipulate the truth on this. Is they just absolutely... this is where Rush Limbaugh, I agree with him when he said they got the drive-by press that just literally drive by and take pot shots. They've literally drug everything into this, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, stone soup of deception, Kurt, is what I'd call it.
Well, and that's what he says right at the end of his article. He said, the fact is, if the Bundys weren't living in their own imaginary world before, they are now. It's one thing to support individual liberty and freedom or to say that the federal government is too large and needs to be scaled back. It's an entirely different thing to hitch your wagon to this train of fake freedom fighters. Clearly, the Bundys don't care about reality or facts at this point and are looking to grow their brand as the cowboy version of Alex Jones. Hopefully the vast majority of Utah, he says, finishes up, will see these guys for who they are, and we can just put them in our collective rearview mirror. And I would simply say, you know, my two cents to this guy is, man, I put your rag in my rearview mirror a long time ago.
Well, and what I don't understand is this. They say things like this. If you hook your wagon to this, okay, just because I defend the truth on Ammon Bundy,
yeah,
that doesn't mean I hook my wagon to Bundy.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't hook my wagon to anybody. When people are right, I stand up for them. When people are wrong, I stand against them. And I stand for the truth. And so, again, this is how they manipulate, though. If I speak up for Ammon now, I've hooked my whatever to his. Okay, I just reject that narrative. Can I defend the truth and stand on what's right, but not be accused of hooking my wagon? Now, let me just make it clear. Not that I mind hooking my wagon to Ammon Bundy. I trust him and believe he's a great guy. Personal, dear friend. But that I just reject this notion. Just because Ammon's my personal friend, and we know each other and we have respect and we stand for the truth together, that doesn't mean he's hooked his wagon to me either. That's the fault deception that I'm getting across. Ammon will agree with me when he agrees with me. And Kurt, Ammon will feel free to disagree with me when he disagrees with me. I don't have any problem with that. But he hasn't hooked his wagon to me, and I haven't hooked my wagon to him. We work together on the things that we feel comfortable about working together on. And the things we may disagree on, we politely agree to disagree. In fact, even when Ammon was in the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, him and I disagreed politely on the radio about the actions that should be taken and what the next moves should be. It doesn't change the fact that we're great friends, and I think he's a dear patriot that's true blue as it gets. But this idea that, so does that mean who have these guys hooked their wagon to then? If we're going to play that game, who has the people at the Daily Herald, this Julian guy, hooked his wagon to, Kurt? The communists and socialists?
In my opinion, that's the case, Sam.
Well, I'd like to say that I don't agree with the things that he's saying and doing. I don't want to try to, you know, do what he's doing to us and say he's hooked his wagon to anybody. I don't know that. And I'm not going to assert that false, misdirected notion either.
The way I tell that is the way they write and the way they, you know, promote and the where they get their money and that kind of thing. They, you know, they're in bed, at least in my opinion, with government. And, you know, the growth of government, government schools, all that kind of stuff, they rarely are going to, you know, I guess you could say, go against the mouth that feeds them.
And yeah, I completely agree with your point. I guess I want to highlight, though, that, look, that's the way they play, though, is to force these associations. So if I agree that we should promote white heritage because I'm white and I should stand for my heritage, then somehow I'm a KKK leader. Okay, this is the kind of what they do. I'm disappointed in him. All right, Ammon Bundy claims LDS Church infiltrated by socialists, Kurt. I want to take this on directly, too, because I believe this is, again, and that's why I spent so much time highlighting what they do. Okay, this is propaganda of the highest order, Kurt. Now, well, did Ammon say this?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And I agree with him, Kurt.
Well, and I want to ask you a simple question. What organizations not infiltrated by socialists or communists?
That's exactly right. And that's why I say that they're making a mountain out of a molehill here. We agree that all kinds of organizations have been infiltrated. But when they do this, they try to divide Ammon from the church, and they try to act like somehow the church is in bed with the enemy. Or what I mean is, we believe people should be able to worship how, where, or what they may. We're not playing the thought police. And I bring that up to highlight this. They're trying to put, you know, in my opinion, sling mud at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the LDS Church. They're also trying to sling mud at Ammon Bundy, and they're trying to divide over this, right? And that's the problem I have with the reporting on it, Kurt. It's not contextual at all. And it doesn't really flesh out Ammon's point, which is, hey, we've got a lot of people that have been taught socialism from the cradle by government schools and society and the media. And we need to bring people back to the roots of what our religion truly teaches. And I think that would be Ammon's point. I don't mean to speak for him. We can even get him on to make his point. But I'm telling you, they're trying to use this as a wedge, Kurt, and we should not let them do it.
Yep, good point.
Wow. All right, anything on that one left?
I don't think so.
All right. I want to get to the Roy Moore there's two stories about Roy Moore that we want to get to before the end of the hour, Kurt.
Yes.
I guess you know, first one is Roy Moore's set to announce lawsuit about Senate race.
Yeah. And, you know, I welcome any of this, at least in my opinion. I know that it's not going to go back and, you know, rewind and fix things. But, you know, if you don't go after these guys that do these lies and that kind of stuff, then, in my opinion, it encourages them to do the same thing. But that's the headline. Roy Moore set to announce new lawsuit about the Senate race, and he's going to go after everybody he can. And the one nice thing
and the point is we want accountability.
He knows the law. Yeah.
Oh, he does know the law. Good point. But what we want is accountability here, folks, for these people to make these lies. And to me, this is where the vote fraud begins.
You don't really get accountability, though, Sam, because what you've got here, you know, at least in the end, let me just say this, that in my opinion, you'll be able to find, if he pushes this far enough, you'll find that there were lies and misleading things that were done by the media that, in my opinion, affected the outcome of the vote. For example, there were 140,000 less votes for that election in that same state as there was for Jeff Sessions previously. So what you had by this misleading information by the Washington Post and so many others that jump on the bandwagon, you get people to stay home because they are unsure of what to do. And so when they stay home, then, you know, the good guy doesn't really win. That's what I see happen. There.
And when they know,
and so you're not going to really get.
And
that
when they
fixed.
Know different from the lies they peddle, Kurt, then it's vote fraud, in my opinion.
Right,
because they're not reporting
really
what they
no
think to be the truth.
Accountability for that. But
you're right.
You know, you've got to. Judge Moore's got to go after him and do his best to make him pay. And the other Judge Roy Moore story.
Now hold on, before you get to that, do you think we should hook our wagon to Roy Moore, Kurt, or should we just agree with him?
Well, I'd hook my wagon to Roy Moore anytime.
I know, but see, that's the manipulation they want to do, because then anything Roy Moore does that isn't perfect or that they claim isn't perfect, now pretty soon you're a child molester because,
I know, you know, see, that's what they say.
And that's how they lie and manipulate, and they just paint these narratives that just force these associations that are dishonest and immoral. I agree with Roy Moore. I'd hook my wagon to Roy Moore and Ammon Bundy. And Ryan Bundy, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I'm just making a point that they use that because then they can sling mud by these forced associations that aren't really true. If Roy Moore starts to do things that are wrong, I'm not doing
not
that, Kurt.
That. Right. That's exactly right.
So that's the game they play, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Final story on Roy.
So on this other one, the headline reads, Roy Moore mocks Chris Collins. Now, I don't really know who that is, but they say he's a representative of Republican in New York, and I guess back when Roy Moore was running with that, you know, heated deal there in Alabama, Representative Chris Collins said that he should drop out of the, you know, race.
Even though all it was allegations.
Yeah, and now Chris Collins has basically been charged with insider trading. And here's what Roy Moore said.
So we're beyond allegations now, Kurt? Because he got arrested too, right?
Well, he was indicted. It says Roy Moore put this on his website. It says it appears to be the height of hypocrisy for Representative Chris Collins to have called on me to drop out of my campaign when I was falsely and maliciously accused without formal charges, etc. And now he refuses to bow out of his race for the U.S. Congress after being arrested and indicted on insider trading charges.
And arrested and indicted is 10 times beyond the allegations made against Roy Moore even. So it's not only the double standard, but it's the height of hypocrisy because it's way for... Anyway, Chris should drop out. I think Roy's got a valid point, but I wouldn't say that he mocked him. I just think he highlighted a fundamental reality.
Yeah, he pointed it out.
But I guess that's mocking, huh, Kurt? To stand for the truth. See that, again, that's how they play, folks. All right, for Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.